Okaloosa County residents recently got a look at the Florida Department of Transportation's latest plans for replacement of the Brooks Bridge in Fort Walton Beach. WUWF's Danielle Freeman reports it's early in the process, but already there are some mixed feelings about what's being considered.
At this point, the DOT is studying two options, which residents were able to review and ask questions about during a kickoff meeting in late April. The primary plan is to replace the 50-year-old bridge that connects downtown Fort Walton Beach with Okaloosa Island over US 98. But a secondary bridge is also being considered. Nathan Boyles, chairman of the Okaloosa County Commission, says the process is an important one, and the decisions being made will have a far-reaching impact for the future.
And so we need to be thinking not about what our needs are today, but what our needs are in 50 years. And I think in that context, I think DOT is heading in the right direction, which is not just to consider the sole replacement of Brooks Bridge, but to look at traffic circulation in and around southern Okaloosa County with a bigger lens to see if alternate or additional routes may be needed in the future.
We're happy to have the bridge replaced, but that's it. Only want the bridge replaced, not to put it on Wright Parkway or Hollywood or any of the other places.
Chris Patterson is a resident of Okaloosa Island. She's among those who are afraid that a second span will disrupt the peace and quiet she enjoys in her neighborhood.
We got to the point where we could buy a condo. We looked in Navarre, we looked in Gulf Shores, we looked in Destin, we looked all up and down, everywhere. And Okaloosa was nice and quiet and not traffic going by, so it takes 10 minutes to get out of your driveway. So that's the point. I wanted to stay like what I bought.
Sharing Patterson's concerns about the neighborhood is Scott Diemer, who also lives in Okaloosa Island. Diemer says he's also apprehensive about how replacing Brooks Bridge will impact the downtown corridor.
We've already heard that due to changes in laws, the approaches to the bridge are going to have to be extended and elevated. And so I do have sympathies for how we're going to address that and make the downtown Fort Walton people happy.
Meantime, business owners also have a vested interest in which avenues are pursued in relation to the replacement of Brooks Bridge. Peter Boz is the chairman and CEO of Legendary Incorporated, more commonly associated with Harbor Walk, Destin Commons, Regatta Bay, and Legendary Marine.
I am very concerned of the long-term sustainability of commerce in Fort Walton Beach. I think that the decisions made regarding a one or two bridge solution potentially have draconian impacts on the future of Fort Walton Beach.
He claims to have taken a lot of criticism for starting the conversation about a possible two bridge solution. But Boz says whatever decisions are made, his main goal is to see the city thrive.
A lot of people somehow think I have some dog in the hunt. My dog in the hunt is the well-being of the entire North Gulf Coast. And if Fort Walton continues to have a decline in sales tax and decline in property values, then it hurts everybody. And I feel like I'm part of this community. And as a concerned citizen, I'm involved. Even though it might in the short term hurt me because of less shopping, that's not really what's important.
More opportunities for citizens to weigh in on the Brooks Bridge project will be available. Ian Satter, Public Information Director with DOT, says volunteering to be part of the Stakeholder Advisory Board is a good way to participate in the process and have your voice heard.
Obviously, we can do a lot with our team and with our consultants, but it really does come down to having that local input that really helps us out the most. So having the locals who are in attendance, who are involved throughout the process, for a four-year process, is essential for us because it helps us keep track of what the community wants as a whole.
More information on the Brooks Bridge replacement and Santa Rosa Sound alternate crossing studies, as well as applications for the Stakeholder Advisory Group, can be found at nwflroads.com. Danielle Freeman, WUWF News.